Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, half of me is saying, ladies, get you a man who's going to drive 100 miles per hour to get you to your Taco Bell interview on time. And then half of me is like, don't do that because that's reckless. And why does he have a suspended license in the first place? This is an actual story from Brevard Times. So what happened literally just 2 days ago? Florida dude was driving 100 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour no passing zone. He was taking his girlfriend to her interview at Taco Bell, one of my favorite fast food restaurants, by the way. This was on March 21st. So according to the arrest affidavit, it began when Palm Bay police observed a Mercedes driving like a bat out of hell on a no passing zone. And the driver, 22-year-old Javon Jackson, was allegedly attempting to pass a Palm Bay police unmarked patrol vehicle at the very high rate of speed. When they tried to pull him over, it allegedly passed another vehicle in the no passing zone before pulling over to the right shoulder. I mean, that does kind of sound like a trick move. That's, you know, but anyway, I know. Police asked for his license. He said it was suspended. Another officer arrived on scene. They said, you're going 100 miles per hour in a 40. You can't be doing this. And they said that they apparently had three juveniles in the vehicle along with the girlfriend. They were not properly restrained. So he got citations for that. And then they charged him with reckless driving, habitual traffic offender because of the suspended license and child neglect. But he was trying to get his lady to her interview one time. I don't think she made it. I don't think she made the interview on time. But he was trying to get her there. He was trying his best to get her there. I will say that. Run for the border, yeah. Kel-Tec innovation is back to back. You've heard me talk about Kel-Tec's P50 pistol. Now here comes the new 9mm P15 carry pistol. Quality engineered, the 9mm P15 carry pistol is the lightest, thinnest of its kind and Kel-Tec's first striker fire handgun. And as another first, the P15s feature a totally unique patent-pending 15-round extended magazine. Now other features include ambidextrous grip, safety, reversible mag release, and the hybrid fiber optic night sights with fully adjustable rear. That all comes standard. It's from Kel-Tec, inventors of subcompact polymer and now metal handguns. The P15's gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for easy, accurate handling, while the all-metal version offers comfortable but positive traction and a really beautiful wood grip panel. The P15 is the dependable firepower you need to secure your world. See the new 9mm P15 first up close and personal at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C. Weapons.com.
TikTok surveils us all. And the Chinese Communist Party is able to use this as a tool to manipulate America as a whole. We do not trust TikTok will ever embrace American values. Values for freedom, human rights, and innovation. TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation. Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome, like you are 100% responsible for what TikTok does, that you suddenly endorse a national data privacy standard, that Project Texas is more than a marketing scheme, that TikTok doesn't harm our innocent children.
Yeah, that's Kathy McMorris Rogers, who is, that's during the, she's questioning that rep with TikTok, which is, again, it's a CCP outfit. And this is not anything that is unknown to us. It's just, I don't know why Democrats, it's weird because Democrats, for the most part, are kind of on the same page as a lot of Republicans, but not all. You have the squad and those other folks. You have Jamal Bowman, who came out and said it was racist somehow. I guess it's racist to call communists, because I guess he believes that, I don't know. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But it is very, I don't know, this is very, it's a very revealing, I think, here. And I was able to watch some of it and give, and I just feel like that guy, he's got to deflect, and he can't, I mean, he's gonna lie and tell them no, there's no CCP involvement, there's no this, but there's the leaked information that we have that we know where they talk about it. Like apparently, one of the reps sitting on that hearing showed a video that was posted to TikTok before the hearing date and all of that was announced, somebody on TikTok had it. It was weird. Speaking of TikTok, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this first hour. Hold up. Where's my weird story? I got it since it's involved TikTok. A TikTok time traveler says that aliens are going to invade Earth today.
Today?
Today. Where are they at? Today. Where are them aliens at? Show us some aliens. That's apparently, yeah, there's like these, there's, it's this thing, it's, I don't know. It is a, like TikTok time travelers. I don't know. It's like people who, I guess, get on TikTok and they act like they're, you know, from the future. So it's kind of stupid. But there was one that said aliens are going to invade Earth. Yeah. And that another alien is going to intervene. And it's an alien from a planet that the mean aliens had fought and killed most of the people on that alien planet. But this alien survivor felt bad for us. And he's supposed to intervene. But only 8,000 of us are going to live. And he's going to take, or whatever, the alien. I don't know. Is going to take us back to a different, like, or somewhat Earth-like habitable planet. Okay. And that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah. His world was destroyed by the hostiles. He's going to save some of us. So it says it's March 23rd. Today's March 23rd. So 8,000 people are going to, that's
what. Sounds like a great value version of The Rapture.
It sounds like a movie that I've seen before.
Right.
In a way, too, right? Doesn't it sound?
Kind of.
I think I've seen this movie before. Just saying, it sounds like also maybe some people were have watched, you know, I think some people play too much Halo. Maybe that also. I'm not on TikTok. I won't get on it. I just, at some point, so here's the, I used to be on social media a heck of a lot more than I was. And then at some point, I don't know what happened. Like over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, I just started to hate it. Right? I used to share more personal stuff. And then when I had people writing news articles about what kind of birthday cake I gave my kids, you know, it was in USA Today and Hollywood Reporter, what kind of birthday cake I made my husband, and but we're notorious foodies. I cannot decorate cakes. So my husband is the cake decorator because he's way more artistic than me. I can't even draw like a stick person, like with any kind of competency. So I can bake and I can do all that real well, but I don't know. So he decorated a cake to look like a grenade, right? It was for my son. This was like a few years ago for my son's birthday. And oh my gosh, the media lost their minds. Of course, Dana Lash's kid has a cake for his birth, a grenade cake. And they just, and I just, I don't know. I think at some point I was just like, to hell with all of you, you know, all with all you people. And then I just, I don't know. And then the influencer thing got really bad and everyone's hawking the same products. You guys have seen this, right? You can't get on Instagram. All the damn trends are the same. Everybody has, like for instance, and I see them pop up, like if I just go to explore, if you look at like a couple of different pictures, then Instagram thinks that that's what you like. And it's only going to show you that. And it shows you all. I looked at a friend of mine just because I was being nice to her and I liked her thing. And she was like, she, I guess, sells homewares or something like that. And it's the all white thing is not my palette. And all of a sudden I started seeing all these posts on Instagram. Everybody had the same damn beads with the tassels on them. What is that about? Like, there's just weird things that pop up everywhere. And I'm like, you guys are all selling the same crap made in China. Stop. Everybody goes to Hobby Lobby and then they act like it's shabby chic. Shut up. It's not. I don't know. I just got tired of it. It just seems so contrived. So I haven't been on it. I'm not on it like I used to be. And I definitely don't share the same amount of stuff like I used to. Just, I don't know what it is. You know, it's like I can't describe it. A malaise? Maybe? You're not really, you don't really share a lot on there at all.
No. I never have, really. I never really have liked social media that much. Now, it is great to surf and, you know, look at different pieces of content, gather some audios and videos for the show.
I like memes.
I'm not a big fan of the social media.
Yeah, nor am I. Nor am I, to say that. So, I don't know. I saw this protest that they had in front of the Capitol. There were Democrats and they had Jamal Bowman. He was out there. He's the rep who came out and said, the New York rep who came out and said, any kind of criticism of TikTok was racist, etc., which we know it's not. And he was the one who came out and said all that stuff. Like, listen to this. This is audio somebody at 17. This is him. This is Bowman at this protest. This is like yesterday. This was him at this protest where he was going on and on about, he's defending TikTok. Listen to this.
As we know, Republicans in particular,
not for the love,
have been sounding the alarm, creating a red scare around China.
Oh my gosh.
They've been doing it in a variety of ways when it comes to economic competition, when it comes to semiconductor manufacturing, and when it comes to technology. In terms of TikTok's behavior and its risk to national security, it poses about the same threat that companies like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter pose.
So, is it really a red scare if they're actual communists? Can I just say it? He's a dumbass. You know what? We sit here and talk about competency tests for old boomers that are running for office. How about just a basic IQ test for anybody running for office? Because I don't know if that dude would pass. I'm just saying, because that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. The red scare was about innuendo. This is not a red scare when they're like, yes, we're actually literal communists. It's not a red scare when their party's name is literally the Communist Party of China. That's literally their party. It's not a red scare when they have a hammer and sickle as part of their logo or their country's representation. How is that's they're saying that they are. There's nothing. There's no fear mongering. That's what they are. It's just wild. Absolutely wild. So they, and it's not just also Republicans. There are a lot of Democrats. It's just the squad that's not. But they had all these other people up there with Bowman. Some of them, I guess, were content creators on TikTok. And Kane makes a good point. China doesn't own Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. So, and Twitter's not even in China because China doesn't allow it. They have their own version of Twitter. So they had all these other content creators and all this, and they were saying that banning TikTok, one of them said banning TikTok is about preventing wealth creation for younger generations. I'm not joking. That's what, is your neck okay? Kane whiplashed. Are you okay? You all right?
Yeah.
Kane, if you're against TikTok, you're against wealth creation for younger generations. Because there's no other, you could go out and get a regular jobby job, but that's, it's easier to sit on your ass and make videos of yourself, I guess. I don't know. Not everyone is a content creator. We have way too many content creators. We have way too many influencers. You are not owed an audience. That's going to be the next thing that comes up. There are too many people talking about too many irrelevant, dumb, boring things. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, right?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So New Mexico is hiring professional bear huggers. Now, wait a minute. Before you get all excited and go running into a bear den, hold up. Let's not get this. So apparently it's New Mexico's department. This is like a Parks and Rec thing. New Mexico's Department of Fish and Game is hiring what they say is a so-called bear hugger. Has the courage to crawl into a bear den. Oh, well. Oh, my goodness. They said crawl into bear dens, trust their coworkers will keep them safe, blah, blah, blah. They're investigating wildlife damage, all this kind of stuff, dealing with animal problems. And I guess that seems like the most dangerous thing to do. I don't know what the insurance is going to be like on that. I'm just saying. Having also had a slap fight with a chimpanzee, I totally understand this. A dad punches two monkeys because they attacked his son at the beach. Although I don't know. Someone said, well, are they hugging him? No, I don't think so. Travel influencers, oh, for the love. They were in Philippines visiting Monkey Beach, and they said that their five-year-old son, they were with their kids and their five-year-old, apparently the one brother was trying to shoo the monkeys away, and they just like apparently descended on him. And the dad said that he punched two of them. They look like the macaque monkeys, the smaller ones. Yeah. So they said that he got bitten by one. And so he had to get rabies shots, apparently. That's wild. So, yeah, I don't know. I could, these are weird headlines right now. Then there's also the a man who woke up, according to Yahoo News, a man woke up unable to walk. It turned out vitamin B12 was inactivated in his body after he took laughing gas. Vito Oliveira, 34, first used nitrous oxide, and he said that that afterwards, apparently, it just rendered vitamin B12. It was like inactivated in his body. He couldn't walk as a result of that. That seems like a really weird side effect. This is like the whippet stuff, basically, right? That's kind of like what it is. Yeah. See, all kinds of stuff you got to be careful with. I mean, I shouldn't have to tell you to not and just inhale gas like this. But, you know, we did have to tell baby millennials to not eat Tide Pods. So there's the world. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch here with you. I want to play this audio from Kamala Harris. It's part of our Days of Our United States, but we had some wires crossed here. Play this video because this was, I don't even, is this a Women's History Month thing? I don't even know.
So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history, who saw what could be unburdened by what had been.
What in women's history hell was that? Why does she keep doing by the whole what might have been thing?
She can't help it. It's all she knows.
Can I hear it again? Who's writing this?
So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history, who saw what could be unburdened by what had been.
What? That's a phrase that she likes to use. To be unburdened by what could have been. Isn't there like a video montage where she says this over and over and over again? It's
yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Several of them.
I can't. Yeah. She had said that our fight is born out of what we know can be unburdened by what has been. She says she's been saying that phrase for years. Oh my gosh, that was in 2019, 2020. A vision to see what can be unburdened by what has been. Oh my gosh. And then the historic Women's History Month. They're celebrating the women who made history, you know, throughout history. They were making the history as the history was happening because they were making it. It was happening. And they saw what could be unburdened by what had been. Oh my gosh. Does someone hate her? Who told her that is this? She has to write this herself, right? No one's this bad. Come on, guys. Vote. Show of hands. How many of you think that she writes this herself or that she is a speechwriter?
Oh, gosh.
If they're paying somebody to write this stuff, they need to fire that person
If I were her, I would drag my speechwriter out to the parking lot and I would beat them to almost death with my flip-flops. It wouldn't just be one in one hand. I would have two. I would be dual wielding flip flops. This is embarrassing. Do you think that at any point she's like, I said this a lot? Oh my gosh, I can't. I just want to just look. I just keep going back to this quote. The women who made history throughout history. I mean, the best time to make history is throughout history. To be unburdened by what has been, by unburdening it from what it had been throughout history, by making it. It's really, truly historic times that we live in to make the history as we're living in them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Loesch's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.